It is Years and Years on 5FM with Sanctify, Goldfish and Cat Dealers. Before that with Colors and Light. 12 o'clock clock. Look at that. It is Forbes in Fixed Time. Say good afternoon, Mr. Forbes.
Good afternoon, Forbesy.
Yeah, he's good today.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Mboweni explains the importance of restructuring Eskom, and the N1 in the Karoo closed.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. Finance Minister Tito Mboweni has emphasized the importance of restructuring reforms at Eskom, saying government is taking the necessary steps to boost investor confidence. Mboweni says the unbundling of Eskom is not a precursor to privatization, but to open up competition in the generation side of the business. Mboweni was speaking at a media briefing in Rosebank ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos next week.
At this juncture, the approach is that the transmission component would remain a single transmission company and not multiple transmission companies. At the point of distribution, we already, in any case, have multiple distributors. So that might increase in number, which is fine.
Mboweni also said he will assure investors at the World Economic Forum about the independence of the South African Reserve Bank and the government's intention to implement economic reforms proposed in his economic reform document geared towards boosting the country's economy. Mboweni elaborates.
They'll tell them that the Reserve Bank is, by virtue of the Constitution, an independent central bank of the Republic that pursues its objectives independently without fear or favor. But it would be honest to say the pace of the structural reforms is not the way we'd want it to be. So we need to speed up the reforms.
Western Cape local government minister Anton Bredell has recommended that the George municipality should take action against individuals implicated in a corruption scandal.